Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wednesday. It's the 13th of October. Lucky day today, the 13th. Lucky day for all of you because you've connected with us and we've connected with you on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, one of the most fascinating people alive today. And I think one of the stars of the day today has been a star pretty much most of his adult life. But this puts him literally closer to the stars. Mr. Shatner is beaming up today. Jennifer, Blue Origin's new Shepard NS-18 is going to take place today. This was supposed to be yesterday, but there were a lot of winds. That's why you weren't here yesterday. You feeling better? The wind's blowing all the dust and the dirt and the stuff around. It keeps things from... the liftoff from happening.
Well, I think he's going out of Texas, isn't he?
Is it in Texas? Yeah, I guess
yeah,
so.
I feel
know.
Like
is that
he's
where
going
they have
somewhere.
The...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know if it's the same winds, but the ones that were here were pretty nasty. I don't know if you remember that Mission Impossible movie where Tom Cruise was hanging off the building in Dubai and all
yes.
of this stuff.
Yeah, all the
it was kind of what it was like in Southern California on Monday night. It was really, really bad. They actually closed down freeways because of all the stuff that was blowing around in the air. It was really, really crazy. So I don't know if it's the same wind that's getting William Shatner, but yeah, they delayed it for a day. But it's funny to watch the training stuff that they were posting last night on social media. They had to do like a little class. They had their little iPads in front of them.
Mm.
I don't know. God love them. I hope they all have a great trip, and I hope they come back nice and safe. And what a fun, what an opportunity. You know, it makes you wonder if you would do it yourself if you had the chance.
I would. I'd do it in a second. I'd like to go up on the. I'd like to go on the Elon Musk and go around the world. And I've determined that sometime between now and the time that I actually leave. The Earth to go someplace else. I'm going to go on that ride. So Shatner goes up at 8:30 Central, so 9:30 Eastern time. I just being around him and watching his mannerisms and all of that sort of thing. They're going to start live streaming, by the way, on Blue Origin, Jay, blueorigin.com, about an hour and a half before the takeoff, I think.
90 minutes before you can start watching.
Right. So there's somebody on Twitter who asked him whether he will post, because is he an avid? I didn't think he was much on.
He's really big on Twitter.
Is he on Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. He says, quote, I can't bring my phone, but I've prearranged a bit of something. And he had a wink, an emoji with a wink on it. He'll get back to work as Captain Kirk once he's back to Earth.
Like, he goes to all those, like, Comic-Cons and stuff. He was just at the one in New York, and he was talking to the audience about going up to space and how we're ruining the planet, and how he's like, well, I'm going to be gone. He said, but, you know, he's like, you guys, seriously. He's like, we are setting the Earth on fire. I mean, it was really interesting. It became very environmental, and I think just in general, I think he was very reflective about his time here on Earth, because he's 90, and now what it's going to look like when he goes up to orbit and sees the Earth from a different perspective. So it's pretty cool.
So, Jay, you know what we should do at, I'll say that for everybody, around 8:30 Eastern time. It's 9:30, right, our time, so it won't be a little after the fact. I'd like to sort of cue into it. Maybe we can, for a few minutes, just cue in to what's on that website, the Blue Origin website, just to kind of give a listen.
That's
to
the most exciting
there.
Stuff anyway. I mean, they're up for such a short amount of time.
Yes.
The pre-stuff, I think, is really cool watching.
Yeah, especially the countdown. And he did say that he has a pre-programmed tweet coming out while he's up there. So it'll be interesting to see what that tweet is.
All right, so we'll have that later on as we work our way through this Wednesday, middle of the week. Speaking of what Jennifer was talking about yesterday and mostly why she wasn't here, because of the weather and the wind and that sort of thing. I noticed that there has been, somebody's come up with a total cost. And I'm curious as to where this came from. I think it's actually from the government, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association, known as NOAA, says that all this weather stuff has killed 538 people and cost $100 billion. So this would be the kind of disaster, the wind stuff, the all the hurricanes and the cyclones and the floods and the drought and the fires that are attached with it. So, Jen, what's the latest on fires out there? It seems to me there are more.
Well, the ones in Northern California still kind of continue on. Southern California, I told you guys, I feel like we dodged a bullet this year because the conditions were just ripe for having a really bad fire season for us. And luckily, we've been able to keep a handle on things. But on Monday, again, the winds and all of the bad conditions caused a fire in Santa Barbara County. A lot of the, you know, when I go wine tasting, typically, this is my wine area that I go to. It's the closest one to my house. Santa Barbara Wine Country is beautiful. And the beaches in Santa Barbara are beautiful. They have a huge fire that's burning right by the Reagan Ranch, actually, if that kind of puts it in perspective for you.
Simi Valley.
Not Simi Valley. That's the Reagan Library.
The
Reagan
Library
Ranch is up, is up in Santa Barbara. And it's called the Alisal Fire. And this thing just exploded. It was very dry. The winds, on average, up there were about 45 miles per hour. They were even stronger down in southern, a little further south in Southern California. Mm-hmm. But this thing has blown up, and I haven't checked the containment, but the last time I looked, it was still at 0% containment, and it was threatening at least 100 structures. There were evacuation orders, and it was kind of in that stretch in between the beach and Solvang and Santa Barbara Wine Country, if you're familiar with that Santa Ynez area. And it, you know, this is the kind of stuff that you can't control because it's so dry, so much brush. Mm-hmm. We haven't done any fire management. And so, really, fire crews
trying to manage everybody's lives and control what everybody's doing with their lives and past stupid. What's the latest? Gavin Newsom, while you were gone, it seems to me I saw something. Didn't we talk, ladies, yesterday about some other stupid thing that Newsom...
The gender-neutral section?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. What is that?
Here's the thing.
Where is this guy?
If you had finished all the problems in California and then you're like, okay, what else can I tackle next? He's in the last week, he's passed several bills that outlaw leaf blowers that are gas-powered, lawn mowers that are gas-powered, ketchup packets and plastic utensils in takeout stuff. He's created the gender-neutral stuff. I mean, it's like these are all
what is the general? Explain,
that are not
please.
Quality of life things.
Confused. What is the gender neutral?
It forces retailers to have a gender neutral section. Now, it may not seem like that big of a deal, but I mean, just let toys, like, market how they rule to kids.
That was it, the toy thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, right now what you're doing is forcing retailers into something that's really not all that enforceable so that they have what they consider to be the girls section, the boys section, now the gender-neutral section. The problem is a lot of stores just don't have room for that. Everything is already planned, and so now you have to kind of change the way everything is laid out. And, again, what do you do if you don't do this is the question. How do you enforce it? And nobody really seems to know the answer. Are these stores going to get fined?
Where
is
all
this really
stuff?
the uphill battle that Newsom wants? I don't know.
Do you think all of us, does this confuse, now that this is becoming prevalent, or at least in California it is, I think about my grandson who's 6, lives in California. Is this going to be confusing to youngsters? Because they're known, it's not confusing.
Inanimate objects should not have genders attached to them. It's kind of like there's no need for a gender neutral section because there shouldn't be boys and girls sections to begin with. It should just be toys. Like kids play with what they want to play with.
And that's what I don't understand. Like I don't understand why kids can't walk into a store and play with what they want to play with. I think the idea that somehow kids are being forced into playing with toys against their will because there are sections that have pink and blue in them, I just don't buy it. I mean, I was a girly girl. I loved playing Barbies, but I also really thought Transformers were cool. And so when I was a kid, I was like, ooh, I want to have a Transformer. No one said, oh, you can't have that. It's a boy toy. I mean, it was like, okay, here's some Transformers.
Like fixing a problem that doesn't exist.
Right.
And that's what Gavin Newsom.
Don't say it to each other, but I've heard adults say it. When I was growing up, I've heard adults say, oh, boys can't play with this, girls can't play with that.
Well,
and I don't think it's the thing on the kids. It's the adults.
I was hoping that weren't going to be confusing children, that's all, by this. I mean, as we have all of this stuff, it seems that things are very confused now, and there's so much programming, movies, television shows, that seems to, it's in the overcorrection mode, not only the business about Black Lives Matter, but the inequities that have existed and do still exist for people who are not, and I don't even want to use the word normal because there is no such thing as what is normal. I don't know anything. I think I am and you are and people who are gay are normal. There's not a reason in the world to have a prejudice. It just, that prejudice stuff always like scratching on the blackboard when I hear people who are upset or don't like people because of the color of their skin, their religion, or what their sexual orientation is. That's kind of just me. And I know that there are inequities, and I know that there have been injustices, and I know that that stuff still sort of continues. But I think sometimes you push it too far in a direction. There's got to be some common sense here as the issue is addressed, and addressed in a way people... and you can say, well, change won't happen if we don't really make it happen. And, yeah, there's something to that. But there's only so far you can push people before they can start pushing back. And I think we're at that place, Frank. That's what I feel like. Anyway, 17 after the hour here on the DJV program with Jen and Victoria and Jay. And the focus on pillows and the focus on sheets and the focus on towels and the things that you can get from MyPillow.com go on and on and on and on. I have in front of me a product. You can get these in the mail if you bought MyPillow products. You can get it online. The product catalog with all the various things in here that you can get. And then with the DJV code, you can save like 30%, 40%, 50%. All these roll and go. Tires, good, Doug. I hope the tires are rolling and going. All the pillows that they have that you can take with you on your trip. The fact that you can now get two sets of towels for the same, for the price of one. All these guarantees, the best that you'll ever own. Take advantage of the discounts on MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com. You need new pillows? Get them. Right now, need blankets, we're going into the fall, in the winter, need new blankets, get them. Get down comforters, 30% off, 40% off, 50% off, 65% off. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlique works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Halitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to Toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
True love. Isn't that part of what's always trending, Jay? True love stuff? Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Why not? True love rules all.
Yes, it does. Unless it's when the true love falls apart and everybody goes their separate ways. That happens as well. And we'll find out who's going in which direction right after this.
Exam 4 needs to be sanitized.
Versana's MRI clinic isn't operating at max efficiency. She needs a new certified tech certifiably now.
Someone's waiting in room 2 for an ACL scan. Can you handle that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
All right, so I don't get the big deal here. I was being a little facetious, but usually the trending stuff, at least the things we talk about at 23 past the hour, that Jay focuses on in part because she's responsible and puts together a lot of things along with Victoria and Jennifer that we discuss during the course of our visits every day together. But I don't get what the big deal is. So the Queen's using a cane. She's 95 years old. So what?
I feel the exact same way. She was spotted at the Westminster Abbey with a cane, and a source said it was, quote-unquote, for her comfort. There's not actually anything wrong. People noticed that she wasn't limping or didn't seem in pain or anything. And aside from her cane, she was also holding a large black purse. Like, the woman is 95 years old. She has been trucking it for how long? Yeah. Who cares if she's using a cane?
Exactly. It helps her feel steady. I mean, imagine the drama, all those Brits who love the gossip, if she falls over while she's out someplace. And so if this gives her, if this gives her some stability, good Lord.
Go for it. Yeah, do what you need to do. The last time she was seen wearing it, or wearing a cane, using a cane, was in 2003 at 76 when she twisted her knee while walking on uneven ground during a visit to Newmarket.
She had all those dogs around. Yeah. She didn't trip over them more than she has. We all trip over our dogs from time to time.
You know what the Brits should worry about more than her and the Queen is Prince Andrew getting off scot-free. That should be something they should worry about.
That's gone a little silent, like questionably silent.
Well, I've heard that they're not going to, the police said that they're not going to pursue further charges with him, at least in the UK. I don't know if there's anything
he's got issues
additional.
Here, but yeah.
Yeah, but they're not going to ever extradite Prince Andrew, so he's off the hook.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Do you think that the Queen is going to ever give Charles the throne? Is she going to live forever?
No.
Or is she just going to bypass Charles and be like, William, you're up?
I think that's the plan, though, isn't it? I think that Charles is kind of done for.
Oh, has he said? I thought that he was still kind of
he's
like
still there.
Like it. There.
Yeah.
Still
number
isn't two.
He's about my age,
or
isn't
he? Of mine, I should say.
Isn't he? Charles was the firstborn, wasn't he? Yeah, I think he's
Charles
in his 70s. Easy. In his 70s, yeah. He's a
I just think he's been
putz.
A little bit of a disappointment.
He's a putz. Okay. Will you tell us, Jay, who Kyrie Irving is, please, before we discuss some of the other things about this, the rumors and the innuendos and the trending things?
Yes, Kyrie Irving is an NBA player. Yeah.
Okay.
And he's one of the main ones that was like, I am not going to get the vaccine. He's not allowed to be in the building because he's not getting the vaccine. He's been very quiet about his reasonings. He's just been saying that I'm not getting the vaccine. Well, now he's being a little bit more vocal that he's not anti-vax. He's not against the vaccine itself. He is against the mandates and the fact that people are losing their jobs over not getting the vaccine. Mm. So this is his way of protesting, I guess.
We'll talk about that as it regards to the next airplane flight you're taking in the next half hour here on the DJV program, 28 after.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford plans to bring electric vehicles to scale to American customers with two new massive campuses in Tennessee and Kentucky that will produce the next generation of electric F-Series trucks. The all-new campus in Stanton, Tennessee, will create approximately 6,000 new jobs. And in Kentucky, Ford plans to build a battery manufacturing complex, creating 5,000 new jobs. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Data collected by the National Institutes of Health show that people who receive the shot of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine have a stronger neutralizing antibody response if they receive an mRNA shot instead of a second J&J booster shot. Russia is not one of the 30 countries invited to this week's virtual counter-ransomware summit hosted by the White House. The involved nations will discuss ways to crack down on global cyber criminal networks. The goal is to stop ransomware attacks without having to rely on the Russian government, which has been accused of harboring cyber criminals. The House of Representatives followed the Senate on Tuesday, voting 219-206 right down party lines to raise the federal debt ceiling by nearly a half a trillion dollars and avert a potential default. While Congress has pushed off the debt limit for now, the fight over the final resolution will take place in December. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Brian Laundrie's lawyer, Stephen Bertolino, called Gabby Petito's death a tragedy on Tuesday after Teton County Coroner Dr. Brent Blue said that her homicide was caused by manual strangulation. Teton County Coroner Brent Blue.
Death by strangulation in manner is homicide. Who committed the homicide is really to be determined by law enforcement. This autopsy included a whole body CAT scan, an examination by a forensic pathologist, anthropologist. So we pretty much covered all the bases. As far as the time of death, we are estimating 3 to 4 weeks from the time that the body was found.
Authorities are still searching for her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, who returned to Florida without her after their trip across the western U.S. Microsoft operating system Windows 11 began its rollout last week as the company launched its new operating system to eligible devices on October 5th. Everyone already using Windows 10 can upgrade for free if they have a compatible computer. It should be noted that Microsoft is rolling out the operating system in phases, so your system may not prompt you to upgrade just yet. You still have the option to manually download Windows 11 and check out its features. On your PC, go to Settings, Update and Security, Windows Update, and check for updates. If available, you'll see the feature, click Download and Install. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Move on, the sage said, and so we're moving. We're hard to hit here. It's well, you can find us easily enough. All kinds of ways to find the DJV program, the DJV show podcast. You can find that wherever you get your podcasts. It's kind of cool. We have the various programs that I do during the course of the week. You can find those by going to DougStephanNetworks.com. But we're here at your service, on your side. One of the things that are I guess we're talking about course corrections here. The information on Gabby Petito and what happened to her now seems to have everybody abuzz. Victoria, you want to update us on that?
So we got the official coroner's report yesterday, and we know it was a homicide. It had been ruled a homicide a while ago, but we didn't really know what the method of murder was, and so it was strangulation. And she was, as you know, I'm sure everyone knows the story now. She was 22. She was on a cross country trip with her then fiance. He is still missing. No one seems to know where he is. But the coroner, what was interesting, said that she was strangled, and then she had actually been killed 3 to 4 weeks before her body was found. So she was reported missing by her parents on September 11th after she had not responded to calls and texts for several days. The fiance at that point, I think he showed back up without her around that time. So the investigators are now saying they put her death somewhere between August 27th and August 30th.
Which means the reason that's so important is because if there was some other unexplainable thing, right? Like if you really believe that they had a fight and Brian Laundry took the car and came back to his parents and left her just behind with no purse, no phone, no laptop, no car, and that just by happenstance someone came along and strangled her, it's pretty unlikely because the time of death is around the time that they were captured together having a fight by law enforcement. Remember, law enforcement in Utah picked them up, and so it really does kind of seal the deal on him being the one, obviously,
so
the one
person
of interest.
Somebody, why does somebody go to this extent? What is there about passion and love and... Can you imagine?
I don't know how many people are attracted to these kinds of relationships. I mean, Brian Laundry is a bad guy, and I feel very sorry for this girl that she could not get away from him. It seems that this was not the first time. This was an abusive relationship. Probably there's a pattern of it. Mm-hmm. But there's almost these people, I think, and I'll leave them out of it, but just in general, that look for this kind of drama, that they think that this kind of drama shows that they have passion or something or emotions in their relationship. I can't tell you how many young people you hear about where this sort of stuff is just, it's just normal.
Are these
people lonely?
Are these people feeling lonely? Is that why they feel like they have to go into
it? I don't even know if it's lonely or if it's just this unhealthy relationship. Like, if he's this upset, he must really love me. If he's this crazy, he must really feel something about me.
Or I can change him. I can change him.
It's just, so bad.
All right, we were talking about fires and stuff earlier on. There was a plane crash in California that a lot of people were talking about in the last 24 hours ago. The surveillance video, this is a small twin-engine plane in San Diego, or just outside of San Diego, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Jennifer.
Yeah, it's a place called Santee. It's a suburb of San Diego. It's about like 50,000 people.
Right.
They've got their own mayor.
Twin-engine Cessna, taking off from Yuma, heading to San Diego. How many people were there on board this thing?
It was just the pilot.
Two?
This was a guy, a pilot who would use this plane to go back and forth. He was a cardiologist in Yuma, Arizona, and he lived in Santee. And so he'd fly back and forth. This is how he commuted. And I think what was so strange about it is that they released the air traffic control footage. And in this, you could hear the air traffic control guy begging him, you're too low. You're at about 1,000 feet. You're at about 1,500 feet. You're too low. Go up, up, up. And the guy was like, he was talking. He wasn't passed out, but he was supposed to be at 5,000 feet. He was at 1,000 feet. He ended up crashing into a UPS truck and then crashing into a neighborhood filled with houses. And I was listening to some of the audio.
It's awful.
It's awful.
The driver of the UPS truck got killed.
Dead.
Yeah.
And thank God. And I guess he was like their normal UPS driver. Everybody in the neighborhood knew him was pretty devastated. But then they also pushed the UPS truck into a home, and I was listening to the son of this woman, older woman, and her husband, I guess it was the guy's mother and father-in-law, or stepfather, excuse me, and he was saying how lucky they were. She was in the back of the house doing something. He was outside. If not, this plane landed, like, in their sitting room where they normally watch television during the day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane.
So this fellow every day went to the local airport, and this is outside of town a little bit, and flew his plane. It's less than an hour over to Yuma in the plane, and went to work. There are more and more people who do that sort of thing, frankly. But does that increase the odds? Is it more dangerous to fly? No. It's more dangerous to be in an automobile. If you're traveling
an hour
a day.
What was so eerie listening to it is at first, like, before you know the guy's story and that he was using this as a commuter, like, you go, is this a terrorist? Because he doesn't seem to be acknowledging air traffic control at all. And then you realize, no, it's not a terrorist. It's a cardiologist who does this every single day. So was he trying to hurt himself? Was he sick? Did he have a pressure issue? Was he kind of, like, not lucid? I mean, he was talking, you could hear him, but he didn't seem to be really acknowledging that the air traffic controller was telling him that he was too low. So Did he get confused? What happened?
How old was this fellow? Late 50s? Did I see that?
He looked like he was about late 50s, early 60s,
yeah,
I would say.
Right. Well, it's just food for thought, man. And that's what it is. Who knows what can happen to you any day. That's why you enjoy and live every moment to the fullest. Speaking of planes, both Southwest and American, they are headquartered in Texas, are still requiring employees to get vaccinated, even though Texas has banned vaccine mandates by private businesses. So how do they square with this? Because a lot of the employees, in fact, most of the employees for American, I can't speak to Southwest, but I'm betting it's the same, don't live in Texas. They live in wherever the places are where their bases are, or a lot of them do like this, the cardiologist. They live in San Diego, and they fly out of Chicago. So when they're going on their three-day trips, they get on a plane, they fly to Chicago. So
see, their argument's
saying,
their argument's an interesting one, especially for the pilots. The pilots sued Southwest Airlines, specifically Southwest pilots sued Southwest.
Well, they're
last
having the
Friday.
Biggest problem with this, big, big problem.
And so they said, you know, you've just, essentially with these mandates, you've changed our contract without us agreeing. So there is now, it's not that people are saying that there's much of an argument to set terms or stipulations for people once they take a new job, but because these pilots have an existing contract, they're suing Southwest over changing without approval their existing contract to create a new stipulation for work. And I think it's a really, I mean, it's a good argument. It's a fair argument. And just another comment, not necessarily on that, but just at the ridiculousness of where we are right now, where now we have to have a mandate against a mandate. This is not the way that we should be governing our country. I mean, to have a federal government have a mandate and then have a state have a mandate against the mandate. I'm happy that it's exactly what happened when, like, Trump was president and the state didn't like what he was doing federally. And so then there'd be a mandate against the mandate but whatever law it was against Trump, then it would be like, well, we're passing this law so that we don't have to follow that law. And this is not a great way to manage our country.
It's craziness.
It really is not.
I would say something observationally about Southwest. I've never been a Southwest fan. A lot of people love it. Because they used to be inexpensive and they used to be convenient. Well, other than what's going on this past weekend, I guess they're still fairly convenient. But it shows you what happens when somebody comes along with an idea and it grows and it gets bigger and some people say better. And then all of a sudden the guy who's responsible for the idea dies. Herb Kelleher was the fellow who founded Southwest about 40 some odd years ago, and he ran it until he got sick. And so the new guy, I think his name is Kelly, if I'm not mistaken, is a bean counter. And they don't have, there's nothing about Southwest. You know, and maybe this pilot situation points it out. Remember how people used to talk about how friendly the service was on Southwest, whether you go to the counter or on the planes. And so that was a bellwether.
That
you'd
made
have
them
fun.
Stand out, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun, sort of. You know, I want to sit in the seat that I pick. I don't want, you know, but that's besides
the whole
idea
behind Southwest was it was cheap and fun.
Yeah,
and it was
right. Now it's not cheap and now it's not fun. And they obviously have, it used to be the number one company in the country. People liked working. Southwest was always on top of the list of companies that people wanted to work for. Now it's not even in the top 10 because this guy that runs it just shows you, the reason I'm making the point is because it shows you how with one change of one person and his or her idea, Kelleher and his assistant, a lady who I can't remember, who was president of the airline, ran the thing together for decades. And now those people are all gone, and you have to kind of wonder, is this the sign? It is. It happens over and over and over and over and over again when companies have a nice philosophy, kind of a family-friendly way of doing things, and now they're so huge, they're the largest, or have been the largest carrier domestically of passengers for the past 4 or 5 years. Although Americans creeping up on them in terms of numbers of people flying on their planes and their routes. I'm making a comment because I feel it's too bad. It was a culture that people loved, and now they don't. Obviously, by the number of sick outs and the people who are just, they're suing the airline, the pilots, that would never have happened sort of in the old days. Speaking about vaccinations, we'll go back to California. In California again, the school district has extended the deadline for staff to get their shots until next month, Jennifer. So this has the second largest school district in the country. It's important, I suppose, to note for the teachers and the people that work in the school system, 1 in 5 employees have not been vaccinated. So what's the local buzz? You're talking about this on your morning program that you do after this one on KRLA. What are the locals say about this?
Well, it's become this idea that are you going to be able to afford or be able to handle the disruption of the people who are no longer going to be eligible to work? And when 1 in 5 of your employees have not yet gotten the vaccine.
What does that do to the school system? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's an equivalent of over 10,000 people that won't be showing up to work. And that's teachers and administrators and school staff. There's no consideration of people who have already had COVID. There's no consideration of any of that stuff. And so it's like, okay, so we made the mandate. Now how are we going to operate without these people? It's what we're finding more and more. It's the Southwest story, the teacher story.
Yeah.
The L.A. Sheriff's Department is a big example of that. The L.A. Sheriff came out and said, I can't afford to fire people that don't have the mandate, so I'm not going to, or that don't have the vaccine, so I'm not going to implement the mandate because I can't lose 10 to 20% of my sheriff's deputies. We just can't.
Well, here in Massachusetts, the state police sued the governor over the mandate, and I'm not sure where it is, but as of the mandate, the date, supposedly 600 state police officers, and there aren't that many, there are a couple thousand, so if you lose a quarter of your staff in law enforcement, what does that do for the operation of things that need to be operated?
And, a lot of this is about healthcare workers, and a lot of this is about police officers. And I think it was yesterday, it all kind of blends together, but I think yesterday it was the healthcare workers in New York who got a temporary injunction against their mandate because they were not being allowed to have religious exemptions or those sorts of things. And so the judge said that, yes, the state, and I think it's New York City, the city also has to allow for those exemptions. So this is going to be a big fight. It's not going to go away soon. It's not like you can just tell people to do this kind of thing with their health and then assume that everybody's going to comply and march on their way.
Right. All right, lots of things happening as usual. Happy to be talking about them in the center of all of these discussions on the DJV program at 48 past the hour.
Many veterans have extreme PTSD all their lives.
I know people that had PTSD from having COVID, but are better now. I can't imagine anyone having it their entire lives.
Imagine sheltering in place forever. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, helps these isolated or sick veterans at no charge to them.
How can I help?
Learn more at HealVets.org.
HealVets.org?
Yes. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said.
Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
After the hour, we're cooking with Tech Talk time now on the Wednesday DJV program. I'm Doug Victoria here with the focus on your new... Wait a minute. You can't get your new iPhone. If you have... You're waiting for an iPhone 13, Victoria has... Is this bad news or do you think...
Yeah, it's not good news.
Not good. Okay.
No. So the chip shortage has actually finally hit the iPhone. I know, it's here we go again. But Apple has actually kind of, somehow they've managed to sort of stay a little bit ahead of this shortage, but now it's caught up with them. And so if you are, if you have ordered the iPhone 13, then who knows how long you could be waiting, essentially. So Apple had originally said that they plan to produce 90 million iPhones in the final months of this year, but it's reportedly slashing that number by 10 million. So because they just don't have the chips, and the chips are supplied by Broadcom and Texas Instruments. And so the primary chip in an iPhone and in all of the operating systems for iPhones is the A15 Bionic. That chip is on the iPhone 13 and 13 Pro, and that's manufactured by TSMC. So there are other options, though, like other chips and stuff that are in the iPhone that come from other countries, and it comes from other, you know, they use a lot of different companies. And part of the problem is, as we've been talking about with the supply chain and automobiles not being able to get the chips that they need, I mean, we're literally talking about digging in the ground. Like, that's where the supply chain problem begins. It's actually digging in the ground for the alloys.
Most of the alloys are in China, right? Isn't that where this stuff comes from, a lot of it anyway?
Yes. So it starts with literally a shovel, and it ends with you not getting your iPhone in time. So as of right now, if you have ordered the iPhone 13, the basic model, that's the 128 gig model, which is what I've ordered, that actually might come in faster because insiders say that Apple banked that most customers would opt for the basic model because 128 gigs is still a lot of storage.
Yeah.
And so they banked that most customers would choose that model, so they kind of ramped up production on those. Now, if you've ordered a higher-end model, the 13 Pro or the 13 Pro Max, especially when you get up to the, for the first time in iPhone history, they have 1 terabyte of storage. They have a model that has 1 terabyte of storage, which is an insane amount of storage for an iPhone. But the rumor is that, even though they haven't said this publicly, but you will wait a long time for those because those are actually being made to order. So looks like, I mean, the 128 gigs are supposed to ship by the end of October, probably looking at early November, and then if you want an iPad or any of the other higher-end 13s, you're going to look maybe at December.
All right. So there it is, disappointment. Sorry to bring you the disappointing news, folks, but that's the story behind the story. Victoria back in a moment with Instagram's plan to alert you about something that probably will be a problem that you're not going to want to encounter after this. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. All right, so what's the update on this Instagram plan, Victoria?
Well, Instagram is testing a new feature that will alert users when the service is having major technical difficulties. So the... excuse me. Sorry, I was going to sneeze. The alert will appear as a notification in users' activity feed when people are confused and looking for answers. This is according to Instagram. Now, this is all prompted by that huge outage that Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp had, and it was a full day. And the problem is, I'm sure everyone, including me, experienced this when you go on Instagram, and it looks like everything loads up fine, and then it just can't refresh your feed. And so you wonder, all right, is it my phone? And then you restart your phone, and then when it still doesn't work, everybody goes to Twitter and says, hey, is your Instagram down? So it would be really helpful if Instagram would just let everybody know, hey, don't worry, it's not you, it's us. So that's apparently what they're going to be testing out, so you don't have to keep going to Twitter to ask other people if their Instagram is also not working. I think this is the most basic thing that the company can do.
In a circle, yeah.
And right. I think it's a good thing, and I hope they follow through with it.
I think that's a great bit of philosophy. Yes, follow through is important. We follow through here every day as we are continuing to alert you as to what's going on in the
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.